Thirsty Thursday. Well, it's Thursday morning, and that means it's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci. How we doing?
Good morning, Gary. What a beautiful Thursday morning.
Oh, yeah, this is nice. I had 62. What do you got?
63.
Yep. Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
So we got a little cloud cover. Man, it'd be a great morning to be out on the water, I'm telling you.
Have you got any rain? Have you been able to get any rain down there?
Nah, we had a couple little, I mean, it was over before it started. A couple sprinkles, there wasn't much. So, yeah, still pretty dry. We definitely could use some, like everybody else in the area. It's just hopefully the next few days we'll listen to your weather report and hopefully you got some good news in there.
Yeah, well, there is some chances of rain. The lake is at 554 and some change, but how's the fishing going?
The fishing hasn't been too bad. The heat has kept some guys away. We've had the early morning fishermen out, and those guys have done fairly well. Boy, the crappie bite. I've seen some nice crappie. Some 13, 14-inch crappie.
Oh, wow.
Only saw one limit with the guys that have stopped. Other guys had 7, 8, 9, which is good when you're getting them that size. So they've been doing okay. And it's been a mix of live bait, crappie minnows, and then a couple different colored jigs have been working. So, each person I've talked to has had a different colored jig that they prefer, and so it's all over the place.
Yeah. Well, this time of year, you know, we've been here before, but what about the whites and the hybrids and the stripers?
The whites have been periodically surfacing this time of the morning, 7-8 o'clock in the morning. You got to be in the right spot at the right time. A lot of it's been right here, not too far outside of the launch down here, and up towards 6B that I've personally have experienced. And then later on in the afternoon, you'll get a hit on it. I was using some flicker shad and just slow trolling up through there, mm-hmm. and got some good whites.
Yeah, the stripers probably still pretty deep, aren't they?
The stripers are still deep. A lot of them down out in the main body of the lake or down towards the dam. But that, as that water temperature drops, that will all start changing. They'll start moving up this way. It won't be long. Another month or so, we'll be talking about it. 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been seeing some nice largemouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So have I. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so largemouth bite's been pretty decent, too, you know. A lot of guys fishing the cuts and off some with the bluffs and that and doing pretty good.
Yeah. Jerkbait time, isn't it?
Jerkbait. I even had some guys fishing at night with some spinnerbait and did okay with it. That was surprising. Gets it fishing. That's been working pretty good. I've had some guys use some gay blades, the Cordell gay blades, and that's been working. So it's been a mixed bag, and guys have been doing well. And if one thing's not working, try something else because they're biting.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, we appreciate you taking time out to give us our weekly Lake Norfolk fishing report. And if folks would like to get away, you know, for a day or two or a week, how can they get a hold of you and Diane about the Bayou Resort?
They can always give us a call, Gary, at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Facebook page, great way. Take a look at the pictures, drop us a line. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. And we did have a mermaid sighting this past week. I forgot to mention it earlier when we were talking.
Sweet.
But there was a gentleman came in, and he swore up and down that as he was retrieving his boat, he saw a mermaid.
Yeah.
It's starting to happen. So.
Yep. Yeah, they're slick, too. They're slick. All right.
So I just wanted to mention that to you. I know we haven't had a chance to get down there for ourselves down and mermaid watch, but I want to tell you that they did see it.
All right. That's the first one. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
All right. Sounds good, Gary.
All right. Bye-bye.